And now we'll go ahead and get Coach Coonley onto the program, Coach Robert Coonley of the victorious Jefferson Blue Jays. I'll kind of start off, Coach, like I did with Coach Bone with you. That situation in the bottom of the seventh inning, kind of an impossible situation for Coach Bone with a runner at third, his pitcher behind 2-0 in the count. I'm sure you anticipated the intentional walks after that, but take us through the seventh inning and kind of what it meant to for the team to get Dowd on base to lead off that inning.
Well, to be honest, my biggest concern was getting a runner on. I mean, when you go out there to third base, you look at the base pass, there's no one on, and you're thinking, we just have got to get a runner on first base to try to make something happen. When Shannon, I believe he drew a walk. I mean, I could be wrong.
Dowd, yep, he walked.
So he drew a walk, and I was thinking, okay, so if we bunt Braden and then we have Levi or possibly John White to get a base hit. Next guy got plunked, or next guy walked, I believe. Or, no, pass ball. And, then you kind of look at it and go, well, John White is the guy that we've trained to be our squeeze guy. With bases loaded, we've trained John to make sure he gets the squeeze down. He takes probably about 15 more bunts a batting practice period than anybody else. Mm-hmm. So we got the guy in the position, but he does a great job by loading up the bases. And, so really the squeeze is out of play because if he bunts it right back to the pitcher, then we're right back where we started. So, it was kind of a surprising ending. I was expecting John to maybe get a squeaker ground ball or maybe a fly ball to the outfield, but he ended up getting plunked, and, that's the ball game.
So was it Wyke at the plate and not Melton?
It was Wyke at the plate, yes. He replaced Melton as the pitcher.
Did not catch that. So, okay, my apologies on that.
No
so,
problem.
All right, well, we'll make sure to correct that. Okay, so Wyke gets hit by a pitch. So so he pitched the final inning and third, and then, of course, he gets the game-winning RBI. Take us through the pitching performance for you guys today. Ebersolt had some good stuff, 5 punch-outs, 4 2/3, kind of got into that jam in the fifth. He had to pull him, I guess, maybe pitch count, or just maybe he was mentally tired. What was the situation there and from there on out?
Well, the thing with Levi is he's never going to give up. He's always going to give you an opportunity. Our pitch count got up there, and we're a team that really prides ourselves on making sure our pitchers do not go too high too quick. He had to pitch through a lot of baseball that wasn't really great baseball. I mean, I don't think he had an earned run on the day.
Nope.
And, he just still battled around it, but he had to throw a lot of extra pitches. So when he got the 92, we decided to go with Jacob Melton. We had him ready to go. And Jacob, he battled for us. He didn't have his best stuff today, but he still gave us a chance to win. And then, we brought in John Wyke, and he did what John Wyke does. He throws strikes. It's nothing incredibly fancy, but he gets the job done. He's kind of like a workhorse for us in the later innings.
All right, I'm making the change while you were talking. I was making the change on my score sheet to reflect that John Wyke was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh for your guys' victory over Herculaneum. One thing I want to point out is the bottom of the order tonight for you. Ebersolt didn't really contribute that much. He did reach on a fielder's choice and did walk, with that intentional walk in the seventh. But Jacob Melton and Eric Eisenbeis got on board. A Melton, a single, a walk for Eisenbeis, a walk, an RBI single. Really good production there.
Well, to be honest, we don't set up our lineup like most traditional lineups. We set up our lineup so 1 through 9 can do something. We pride ourselves on the 9 spot. 9 spot is not a spot for us that we just stick somebody. 9 spot, somebody that is going to hit 333 or going to hit 300+. It's kind of a pride position for our guys, to hit 9. They always joke about it, but everybody knows that you can hit if you're going to hit 9 for us.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the numbers for Eisenbeis, I think it was like a 273 average or something like that coming into the game. So obviously, like you said, you kind of put productive guys in that spot. All right, well, okay, so Jacob Bridges had a good game in the leadoff position. Just really 1 through 9, your guys battled real well and just kind of got the production when you needed it.
Well, to be honest, Herculaneum, their energy and what they bring to the field is incredible. They were in it from the beginning, and I think our guys kind of were back on their heels for the first couple innings. And, we started getting into it. We started feeding off their energy, and, the game could have gone either way, to be honest, and we just ended up on top.
All right, Coach, we have this sponsored thing. It's called Player of the Game, and it's brought to us by by Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you in Farmington, Bismarck, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi. A lot of guys to choose from. Who do you go with, Coach?
To be honest, it's tough. I mean, I think you're going to have to give it to Levi Ebersole. He threw the 4.5 innings or 4 1/3 inning and just battled through some of those errors and battled through some of those, mistakes we made in the beginning of the game. I mean, John Wyke's deserving of it. Eric Eisenbeiss is deserving of it. Braden Harmon, he had a base hit and a walk, it's really tough in our lineup today to give that award out. But, the starting pitcher gets all the glory and the catcher doesn't make the news, So
there you go.
We're going to have to give it to Levi Ebersole.
All right, well, I appreciate you doing that for me, Coach. Because it was an impossible decision for me, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Hey, congrats on the win.
Thank you, sir.
That is Robert Cooley, head coach for the Jefferson Blue Jays. As, again, bases loaded, bottom of the seventh, John Wyke, a pinch hitter for Jacob Melton. Wyke wears one on the lower back, brings in the game-winning run from third as Dowd steps on home plate, and then they all celebrate over near third base. And so Jefferson gets the win 6-5.